learn how to praise and how to be people of thanksgiving. Complaining and murmuring will open the door to the devil. So you don't want to be found murmuring and complaining and fault finding. There's a lot of things that go on in our world, and there's a lot of things that you can be unhappy with, but you have to make sure that you don't open the door to a murmuring spirit that will get on you, and you'll find yourself murmuring and complaining about everything. You don't want to do that. You can praise God for what he's done and is doing and what he's going to do in your life, or you can murmur and complain about what you don't like and what you don't have and what you can't do. God does not want you to be a murmurer. He wants you to be a praiser. We see several scriptures in the Bible that talks about murmuring. Acts chapter 6, verse 1 says, there arose a murmuring in the church over food distribution. So you can murmur and complain about anything. They murmur and they complain about that because some of the widows feel like they were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. So they begin to murmur and complain. And what did the apostles do? They immediately addressed that situation. And they said, now, pick out 7 men among you that are full of wisdom and full of the Holy Ghost and of honest report, whom we can appoint over this business. And they chose 7 men that had a good report, an honest report, men of integrity, men who walked in wisdom, and men who loved God with all their heart, which is exemplified by being full of the Holy Ghost. So those 3 things that we all need to have working. In fact, in the early church, if you didn't have an honest report, if you didn't have wisdom, and if you wasn't full of the Holy Ghost, you couldn't even serve a table. You weren't qualified to distribute food. So you see how important these things are, that you stay full of the Holy Ghost, that you stay full of wisdom, amen, and that you maintain your integrity, because you can't have dishonest people distributing things, right? We started hospitality years ago. If we were providing food for a family at a funeral or something in another church, I say the last thing I want to see is some to-go plates under the table or in a box before all the people been served. See, people that serve, a lot of time when they have the wrong motive, they take care of themselves first, and then they give the people what's left. But they make sure, well, we're going to make sure we take care of us first because we're working. But to me, that's backwards. Your primary purpose for being there is to serve. Amen. Whether you get anything out of it or not, you're not serving so you can get. You're serving to be a blessing. If there's something left over, then I don't mind you distributing that among you. But we don't just put plates aside. So why did I establish that? Because I wanted them to have integrity, and I wanted them to serve with integrity and with wisdom, and for them to stay full of the Holy Ghost. I didn't want them to sin over a plate, over a couple of pieces of fried chicken and some potato salad. Right? So, there's wisdom. Amen? The word murmuring means a secret debate, a secret displeasure not openly discussed. So you could be murmuring and not know it if you have a secret displeasure that you won't bring out in the open, but you'll keep it private between you and somebody else, a secret debate. Amen. The word murmur means to mutter, to grumble, to say anything against in a low tone. You know how when people murmur, it ain't from the housetop. They murmur from the valley. Hey, come here. Hey, come, hey, I ain't gonna say nothing loud, but what you think about this here? Somebody walking up, hold on. Let them pass. This ain't for everybody's ears. That's what murmuring is. It's when you have a secret discussion going on. Another way it describes is this, the cooing of the doves. When the doves get together, they coo. They all just, you coo out. Let me coo out. When somebody walk up, they all fly off. You ever seen that? You walk up, if you're the object of the discussion, when you walk up, everybody go their own way. It means of those who confer secretly together, of those who discontently complain. And 1 Corinthians 10:10 says, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. You see, in Numbers 16:8, the people murmured against Moses, but God said they were murmuring against him. So God can hear your praises or he can hear your murmurings. You decide what goes into the ears of God. Numbers 14:27-36 says that God heard the murmurings of the people against him. He said, I've heard their murmuring. He hears it, but he's not happy with it. In Philippians 2:14, it says, do all things without murmurings and disputings. Because murmuring will lead to disputes. Do all things without murmuring. Amen. Without secret debate. Without secretly conferring with somebody else. Another translation says, do all things without grumbling and fault finding and complaining against God and questioning and doubting among yourselves. Amen. So you say, well, Pastor, I grew up murmuring. I've been a mummer all my life. How do you change? Well, I'm going to tell you, you got to stop murmuring. You got to make sure that you just stop murmuring. In other words, you can't allow your heart to fall away from God. You have to keep your heart near to God, close to him. Amen. And you do that by loving what he loves and hating what he hates. If he hates murmuring, then you have to take on the same attitude and say, I don't like murmuring. And if someone brings murmuring to you, then you have to handle it in the right way. Pastor Cece gave a great illustration to the choir on Monday night when she talked about how if someone murmurs to you and you sit there and you listen to it, it says it's almost like you become a garbage can or a dumpster for the murmuring. And then when you don't address it and say, now, wait a minute, let's pray. Or wait a minute, I think you need to do this. Or you don't offer some type of constructive solution that will help get that person out of that situation and that frame of mind they're in. And then you say, well, I listen to you. I ain't going to tell nobody. It's just like you closing the lid on the dumpster. You ever put trash in the dumpster? We got a big dumpster out there, and it's got a big lid. To get something in, you had to open the lid, and you drop it in there, then you close the lid up. All right? You might put a lid on it and be silent about it, but guess what you're carrying around? Pretty soon, you're going to start stinking. It won't be long. That stench will start coming up out of you, you know? Because if you leave garbage in a trash can too long, it's going to start stinking, and it don't matter how tight you put the lid on. So that's the danger of it, is that murmuring will poison your own spirit and will contaminate your own soul. So you can't be a murmurer at the same time. You can't be someone that is open to receive murmuring and just let somebody just complain to you and have their secret debate going on and their secret discussion and their secret complaints. At least one thing we can say about the people in Acts chapter 6, they did murmur out in public. They complained out loud so that the disciples could address it. But that dangerous kind, that's, I'm going to say more dangerous, when there's murmuring that remains a secret. Because then it can't be addressed. But you can address it if you know about it. Somebody have a complaint against me, you say, well, you need to go talk to the pastor. Go talk to him. You pray for the pastor today? I bet you he'll tell you they ain't prayed. Because if they murmuring, they ain't prayed. So you have to step in and not be a murmurer. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. In other words, the Lord doesn't want a fighting spirit in the church. He doesn't want a contentious spirit in the church. He wants the church to be full of his glory, full of his joy, full of peace, full of wisdom. He wants the whole everybody in here to be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Full of integrity. That's the will of God. It's not the will of God that the church be full of backbiting and murmuring and complaining and finding fault and disagreement. That's not God's will. And if the devil can get a stronghold in that, then he'll stop that church from doing anything really significant as far as reaching other people with the gospel. Amen. And the number one reason we exist, that we're here, is to manifest the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. And if I'm going to manifest the kingdom of God, I'm going to manifest joy in the Holy Ghost, peace and righteousness. Amen. Right living, doing the right thing. Amen. Having peace, bringing peace in the situations that have turmoil, bringing joy in places where there's sadness and grief. My job is to manifest the kingdom.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Past the gates, through the courts, to the most holy place, to worship you face to face. Oh, what a place to be, Lord, you're so awesome to me. Your holy, holy presence, blanketed by your glory, whoa, just like the morning dew. Here we are in your presence, your holy, holy presence, oh, oh, oh. Lord of the universe, we're in awe of you. Here we are in your presence. Oh, your holy.